Last week, when we had the lesson on Sam and Jesse, the lesson really focused on whether a person feels like they belong or whether they feel like an outsider. And a lot of times when I teach that lesson, I'll draw a circle on the board. And inside the circle, I'll draw little circles. And I'll ask the students to imagine that those little circles are students. And that when they're inside that circle, they belong. They're connected. I call it the circle of belonging. And then I draw a circle outside the big circle, all by itself. And I say, when you're outside the circle, you're not connected, you're rejected, you're all alone and separate. And so I ask the kids at the end of this one lesson one time, if anyone had anything they wanted to say to me or the class. And this one boy, who had been sitting there the entire time, not saying anything, in fact, he was kind of looking down most of the time, suddenly he looked up and raised his hand. And he came up to the front of the room because he wanted to point to the circles that I had drawn. And he pointed to the big circle of belonging, the connection. And he looked out at his classmates and he said, "You see that circle? That's all of you inside. And you see this other circle outside? That's me." And he proceeded to tell the kids that since he had moved into the school, which I found out later was 2 weeks prior, since he was the new kid, he said, "No one ever talks to me or works with me or has me play games outside during recess or wants to sit with me at lunch unless a teacher makes you do it. You don't even know me." And he looked out at the class and they were very quiet and he said, "Would you please just let me in? Give me a chance." And the class was very quiet. And I asked if anyone had anything they wanted to say. And one kid raised her hand and she said, "Hey, you want to sit together at lunch today?" And another boy, he said, "I'll sit with you both too. Let's sit together." And before you knew it, everyone wanted to sit with this one new kid. And things changed like that. He was suddenly inside the circle. So that night when I came home and I was thinking about that moment where he pointed to the circle and said, "Please let me in, give me a chance." And thought of that moment, and then I wrote a song called "Please Let Me In." I want you to listen to that song right now.